This is A View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today is Monday the 29th of August 2016, and my name is Patrick Smith. Well, it's only a matter of days until the start of the Elite League season. Pre-season is winding down. Later this week, we'll have one of our, what I suppose, normal shows, if normal is how you want to put it. But before that, we have the second part of our Coach's Corner. Coming up, you're going to hear from Omar Pasha of the Manchester Storm and Derek Walser, our very own coach of the Belfast Giants. But to start with, Davey chatted with the head coach of the Dundee Stars, Mark Lefebvre.
We're joined today by a man who recently rated A View from the Bridge as his third favourite AIHL podcast, which coincided with us rating him as our third favourite coach. So it's a welcome back to Dundee Stars head coach and well, self-confessed friend of the show, Mark Lefebvre.
How's it going?
Not bad. Coach, listen, before we get on to the hockey chat, you know, what sort of summer have you had yourself? It seems an awful long time since we were talking Kentucky Derby at the start of the off-season. Did you get a chance to take a little break from the game?
A little bit, but you know how it is. You know, when the phone's always going, you know, it's this day and age. People, you could be on a beach anywhere in the world and somebody could find you. So, you know, I had a chance to take a bit of a break, but the phone was always by my side to make some deals.
The off season had barely started. I think it was even before April. You nailed your intentions right to mass. You know, Joe Fallon coming in, 31, tons of experience, North America, Europe, good numbers, very highly sought after. How did you get him to Dundee, and what can you expect from your goalie this year?
Well, we started talking to Joe last year when Lacazette left. I know he was looking maybe to make a move out of Germany, but obviously he was contractually tied to his contract there. So we kept in touch with Joe and his agent, and we knew, you know, we've got Kone again, and we knew he was going to be retiring anyway. So we started protesting early. We knew where we had to improve in goal. We wanted Joe all along. And, you know, it's one of those things. He's married, and I think his wife maybe got tired of being a small town in Germany and Norway and Denmark and these places, and she wants some normalcy to speak English to people. So, you know, so I think it was a no-brainer for them. He wanted to try something different, and he liked the fact that he gets to play almost 60 games. So it was kind of a win-win for everybody.
Interesting that you would choose Dundee if you wanted to speak English, but at the back end, you've brought in a bit of toughness in Craig Sesko and another big body in Felix Poulin to complement the guys that are returning there. Are you happy with the way the D's shaping up there? Obviously, you've probably at least one more guy to bring in there in the back end.
Yeah, I'm happy so far. I mean, we really had some toughness back there. And, you know, obviously, I knew Sesky from in Coventry. And, you know, we tried to get him here last year. It just didn't work out in the end. But he's on my list in the summer. Obviously got that tied up pretty early, so he has a lot of toughness to our blue line, and he could play as well. So that's the one nice thing. Poulin, he's going to add some offense to our blue line, but I thought maybe we're missing a little bit from the back end. He's a young guy, so he's hungry. We know we're getting, and he's got some size to him as well, which is nice. You know, we brought the two young kids from the under-20s team here, Greason and McGiffin. You know, they're going to add a lot of things to us this year. There has a player that Craig Moore turned out to be last year. It's a win for us, obviously. And obviously, we get Morsey back, who's, you know, we need an assistant captain here this week. He's a young guy. He's the future of this club. And nothing but a bright future for him. And obviously, we brought Kevin Hart back, who led our D in plus-minus last year. So, and then we're looking at another guy. So, we're going to roll with seven defensemen this year. And I'm liking the shape of it so far.
You know, size doesn't necessarily equal toughness in this league. You know, CSKA's a big, big unit. But we spoke 12... pretty much this time last year on the coach's special, and you commentated about the way the league was recruiting, and you know, you sort of predicted there'd be a few bloodbaths across the conferences last year. And if anything, rosters around the league are a little even spicier this year. You know, there's some real tough guys that came in. Now, you've no shortage of size, I suppose, within your own lineup, but are you going to go out and try and get that one guy, or are you going to try and, you know, come with the team toughness, the size, just and let the guys work out things as the games go along?
I think it's mainly team toughness. If you look at our division, our conference, you know, Edinburgh, do they really have a heavyweight? Not really. Fife, do they have a heavyweight? No. Obviously, Manchester's got Nielsen there. They got a couple big boys. Brighthead, obviously, got some guys like Hendricks and Talbot that can take care of himself. Obviously, Rochelle, we know what he can do. So, you know, we don't need to go out and get an all-out tough guy. If we're in the other conference, maybe if we're playing a smaller rink, probably. But we're looking for a guy, a good two-way defenseman, a guy who can play on our power play, a guy who can play some big minutes for us. So, we're a small budget club, so we can't waste money on guys who are just going to be one dimensional and just be there for one purpose. We need guys who are going to be able to do a facet of things.
You bring up the topic of budget, and it's something that we've been asking all the coaches in this special show. And it's perhaps a quite tricky one to answer. It's a kind of the haves versus the have-nots, the arena teams versus the likes of the you know, the Edinburghs and the Dundees that have a smaller budget. There's no other way of putting it than that. Is it possible for you to compete with the arena teams over the length of a season, or do you have to set short-term targets, try and qualify the Challenge Cup and take that, you know, or just try and be there for the playoffs? And you know, two hot weekends is all you need to, you know, come away with silverware. What's realistic? Is that something that grinds your gears, or is it just a case of it is what it is? Your budget is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, I'm the kind of person, if you have the money to spend it, spend it. You know, I have no problem with Sheffield, Cardiff, what they spend. If they can keep a good business sense and business things going business wise with the amount of money they're spending, why not? You know, we spend it within our means, what we can spend. Is it has its challenges at times? Yes, it does. There's no line about that. So, you know what? We just do what we do. And, you know, in terms of goals, we want to win our conference. We were 4 points back of winning our conference last year. We were 8 minutes away from getting to the Final Four weekend in Nottingham last year. We gave Cardiff a good run in the Challenge Cup quarterfinal as well. So the way the playoffs and the Challenge Cup set up, you just got to get yourself to the dance and qualify for that. And anything can happen over those two legs. And again, in the playoffs, anything can happen over those one game semi and final. So, you know, over a marathon, will we win the league? You know, a lot of people probably would say probably not. You know, we're here to play for all four trophies, but, you know, we have realistic goals here. You know, win our conference or challenge for our conference, make the playoffs. Anything can happen, same thing with the Challenge Cup. So I think our goals are realistic.
Without looking back too much on last season, because, you know, the line's been drawn, we're looking forward here to next season now, but the playoffs, you say 8 minutes away from going to the Final Four. How much frustration perhaps would it be that Cardiff were able to fly in, fly out of Dundee, were you to get on a coach, drive the whole way to Cardiff, and that probably killed you in the end? It was probably fatigue towards the end of that game in the new Ice Arena Wales that, you know, that stopped you winning.
Well, exactly. I think we just ran out of gas in the end. You know, we left everything on the ice in Cardiff on the Saturday night, and then turn around, come back and play the next night where they had the luxury of changing two imports out and, you know, obviously flying. It is what it is. It goes back to budgets. They can spend it. You know, I have no problem with what they're doing. So, you know, it is a bit frustrating sometimes, but you just get on with it.
Back to your own roster. You know, you've brought in a couple of guys. Tanaka comes in from Blaze. Vinny obviously comes in from Manchester. And what kind of looks a bit of a replacement for Lou Dickinson, you know, he's going to be used on the power play, I would assume, like Scorsell. And two great pickups and known quantities having EIHL experience. That's two guys I assume you'll lean on heavily while, you know, your other signs might just take a couple of weeks to bed into the league, new surroundings, new going to new arenas, going to the Manchesters and that sort of thing. So those guys you'll be looking to?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, Vinny was the top scorer in the league. He did a lot of damage against us. You know, he had 30 goals, 31 goals. We expect him to be one of our go-to guys up front this year. Honestly, I know Kale, he's a super rat. You know, like everybody hates playing against him. We're looking forward to him. Maybe some more goals. Maybe playing with within our conference now. He's terrific on the penalty kill. He's a great guy. I mean, obviously, we have a good core back from last year, so they know what to expect now. They expect the different ranks. So obviously, the guys coming over from the coast and different parts of Europe, where we brought guys in from, those guys can lean on these guys to learn the ropes here in Dundee and around the league.
And obviously, Bobby Chamont's moved on, and I'm sure you'll wish him well in his German career, but those goals will be hard to come by, and you've brought Joey Sides and Matt White in, and they look as if they'll offer two different propositions for D-men. Do you, what are the Stars fans going to get from these two lads?
Well, Sides obviously is our captain. He's an experienced guy, and you look at his scoring record over the years, he's been able to get some goals, put up some points, he's shifty, and you know what, he's not afraid to give a guy a little bit of stick too, so he's not afraid, that's for sure. But he's a guy who's very offensive. He's very skillful. And he just brings something different. But he brings a lot of speed to our lineup as well. You know, I talked to Reading's coach last year when I was recruiting him. He played on their third line. But he's really top two line guy. And he's going to do that for us this year. Matt White, you know, he's in some circumstances in the last couple of years where they're affiliated with Chicago. So obviously, I played their contract to players. But From all reports, he's a big body, plays physical, but brings a lot of speed. And you'll see that throughout our lineup this year, especially up front, that we come in waves, speed. And that's what we want. We want imports that could skate this year. We moved along guys who, you know, weren't the swiftest of foot. And, you know, we want top teams. It's a skating game now, and especially on the big ice.
And you've maybe just over a week now until the challenge matches start. You know, the Clan coming at the IA and then home and home with the Cats. Is this chance to blow the cobwebs out and, you know, learning to take the body again? I suppose there's no such thing as a friendly now because you'll be coming up against these guys in your conference. So you have to, you know, you have to treat them seriously and be ready then to face the Panthers in the first league game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, get the cobwebs out, but the results don't really matter. Obviously, you'd like to win. You get a good, you know, obviously preseason last year, I carried into the regular season, but, you know, this league's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So what you do in preseason doesn't really matter over a long term. But, you know, it's more to get guys in game shape, get the bad habits out from playing shinny and with their buddies all summer and, you know, just implementing our systems, how we want to play and really just get guys in the game shape. Obviously, we won't get guys too hurt out there. And I mean, the other coaches are the same way. I had a good chat with Finner this morning. You know, we're both joking around. You know, we're just trying to get through those games to get ready for the regular season and get, you know, like I said, things implemented and how we want to play. Like you said, get the cobwebs out and that and just get guys on the ice and get some chemistry going.
And I suppose in closing, Coach, we talked there just earlier about your players are just starting to arrive in now. You'll probably start on the ice on Monday. So you've got a week leading into your games, whereas maybe the likes of Sheffield have 3 or 4 weeks or Belfast, you know. Okay, we'll not harp on about the budget, but you know, that is giving you a very, very short preseason and you know, you're coming up against the Nottingham Panthers on the first night of the league, who probably have at least an extra 2 weeks on the ice on top of you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it goes back to the finances and that kind of thing. But you know what? It is what it is. We just deal with it. We get on with it. You know, sometimes a short thing can't be better that way. You know, you get the guys in quick, they learn fast, and they just hit the ground running when they come in. Whereas, you know, if you have a longer training camp, you know, sometimes some things get stale, guys get bored, things start to wear thin pretty quick sometimes. But it's got its pros and cons. But again, we just deal with it. The pros here, and just. We'll get ready for game one against Nottingham in a short period of time.
Well, Coach, as always, we really appreciate your time. We wish you all the best for the season ahead. Belfast back to back in just a few short weeks from now, so hopefully we'll catch up with you and have a chat about how the season's going today.
I'm looking forward. Thanks for having me.
Okay, at this stage of the show, delighted to be joined by the head coach of the Manchester Storm, Omar Pasha. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Yourself, Paddy?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Listen, you're back in Manchester for your second season there, your third season as coach in the Elite League. But this season, a bit easier than last season for recruitment purposes.
Well, yeah, I think it's fair to say that it's easier for everything just because, you know, there's not much time constraint, you know, from the beginning of the summer. We knew exactly what was going on. And so it's exciting. We had a good summer, long one, and you know, a lot of work behind the scenes, but I think we got a solid team on board and we're ready to go.
Last season, you know, you guys just missed out on the playoffs despite a strong showing towards the end of the season. What differences can fans expect from the Manchester Storm of this season?
I think last year was a learning curve for the whole organization. I mean, we had such a, you know, a hectic start. On the ice, it was a bit rougher, you know, than probably expected, you know, with a lot of, you know, different elements that happened in the beginning of the year. But after Christmas, we got a bit of a groove on and, you know, we made a good push. And that was important for us as a first-year franchise to at least make a push to the playoffs. Realistically, you know, it would have been kind of a surprise if we did, but it is what it is. And now, regarding this year, I think we just added more depth to our lineup. We added more size as well, more strength, something that maybe we lacked last year. And I think we added a lot more leadership, and that's something that I really tried to focus on early in the recruitment. And obviously, we have good skill, and so it's exciting to see it all unfold this season.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that the size and the build have really changed on the team compared to last season. Maybe, you know, quite a few of your players were quite short, but quite quick going forward, a quite quick breakout. Are you looking to secure now Altrincham as more of a tougher place to visit?
I think so. I mean, we still want to make it an identity of ours to use our speed, our skill to create offense, but Obviously, I think that with the ring size, you had to look into adding a bit more size, a bit more presence, and that's what we added this year. And, you know, like I said, it was a learning curve last year, but especially in our rink being so small that, you know, even as myself as a coach, you learn a lot. And I think this year it's going to be a big, big step forward with the recruitment we had.
Looking at the team you've put together this year, I'm looking at, first of all, some of the British players, you know, Jack Prince coming in, Adam Harding, who I believe did he score against the Steelers last season for you guys. And of course, Paul Swindlehurst coming back to you. Those British guys, maybe last season, the British element of your team wasn't there, or wasn't as robust as you wanted to be. How are you looking at it this year?
I mean, now we're looking forward. I mean, this year, I think we have three really young Brits that are ready to, you know, to do whatever it takes to help the team and to take on whatever role is going to be asked for them. And, you know, we wanted guys that not the Brits, but everybody on our lineup to just buy into the whole Manchester Storm concept. And, I think these Brits, yeah, they're young. Yeah, they're going to be, you know, Harding and Prince kind of new to the league. But I think their excitement's going to take over. They're willing to learn the system, to learn how to be a pro at this level is going to take off. And, you know, having Swinney, you know, I just met him today. He looks great, in great form. He had a good summer in Australia and played some good hockey. So I think these three guys are going to be a key to us, and hopefully they'll just fit in with the other imports.
Yeah, and then there's actually been quite a few changes right across your roster. Which players are really standing out for you? What are you most excited about?
I think, to be honest, Patty, every single guy has a specific role for me in our identity as a team. So that I'm excited for every single guy coming in. You know, it's easy to pinpoint one or two guys. You know, if I would talk about the leadership aspect, I mean, we added a guy like Erik Nielsen that has, you know, so many years of AHL experience, that was a leader on those teams. And, you know, a guy like Trevor Johnson, older guy like Mark Heatley, you know, so you add guys like that, a bit older, but with that experience, I think it's just going to help the overall concept of the game. And also, you know, some nights when things are not going well, you know, the younger guys can look at those guys, and, you know, I think they're going to help keep the team glued in together when the going gets tough. And but at the end of the day, I'm excited about every single guy. You know, I'm excited even about getting a Patrick Valchek back that's been working out all summer. That's been great. You know, having Paulie Phillips back was a great start to our recruitment on the back end. And, you know, obviously, we have some skill up front, signing some Trabucos, Cartiers, Bissonnette. So there's a lot of good potential forwards and good D on our team. So it's exciting to get the season going.
Erik Nielsen, one of the big players in your team, one of the ones that was signed up pretty early on. When you look across the league, he's also a guy who's going to hold his own. A lot of players being signed up across the league to add that sort of physical element. It seems to be very important in a lot of the sides.
I think it is. From the get-go, I wanted a guy to kind of help me with the coaching aspect, and also the big thing is the leadership thing. And I think maybe that was something we lacked last year. My first season, I had Carl Ozon. He's kind of my right-hand man, and he was great for me last year. He was obviously not here. So I think that was an element that missed this past year. And now I'm lucky enough to sign Erik. That brings that leadership aspect and also the toughness that we were lacking last year. But, you know, you look across our lineup, we have some big boys that, you know, can play that tough physical role. You know, you look at him, you look at Dallas Earnhardt, you look at Darian, you look at Pat, you look at, you know, even, you know, guys can throw around their body, Prince, Dickin, you know, they're all guys that can, you know, that have good size. So it's exciting to see our team toughness, but at the same time, you have to play within the rules and you have to play the right way.
One of the questions we've been asking a lot of the coaches that we've been interviewing in this show is about the situation within the elite league between the haves and the have-nots. Do you think there's a gulf between those teams, between the arena teams and maybe the smaller, or what are deemed to be the smaller rink teams?
Ah, Patty, come on. This is all excuses. You have a budget. You have to just play around with it. You know, you can, after every game, if that was the case, the lower teams would complain how much the other teams are spending more money. So it's all excuses. You just have to deal with it. At the end of the day, every coach, every general manager, everybody in this league, they know when they took over the job, what would be the budget. So for me, it's important all the players on our team, they realize that from day one, because our biggest rivals are a team that is considered as one of the bigger teams of Sheffield. So, you just got to look at every team and just go in with the same mindset and the same excitement for every game. And that's how I looked at it since I've been a coach. So it's kind of the new era here of no excuses and just move forward.
Fantastic. And what are your challenges? What are your goals? I know that you and Neil probably sat down to start the season and said, these are our goals. Last season, as I said, you just fell short of the playoffs. This season, no doubt you're aiming for the playoffs. And are you aiming for something, anything a little bit higher?
Every coach in the back of their mind, they come into every season wanting to, to be number one or be up there. And it's no different with me. I mean, I'm going to admit it. I want us to have a very, very successful year by working hard every single game and always giving ourselves a chance to win. And, I think obviously a playoff spot is a main goal. We're looking at the conference too, but we want to go, like I said, we want to go into every game thinking we have a chance to win. And if we do that, well, at least at the end of the day, we'll be up there. And that's what I want. I mean, every team wants to win and we're no different. So we're not going to let anybody, tell us differently. So.
Simply couldn't have a coach's special without closing out without the main man, and that's your Belfast Giants head coach, Derek Walser. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Coach, second season now with the club, and you've had the off-season to work out where things went right last season, and more importantly, I guess, where we can improve. And overall, do you feel you're making progress as a coach, and especially at the pace you'd like to be?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot last year, and I think it's one of those things when any player jumps into being a coach, you think it's easy, you're going to figure it out, and then you run into a whole kind of small things, and it becomes overwhelming at times. And now going through it, I understand what type of team I want, what type of systems I want, and all I'm doing right now is eliminating any gray areas that I had last year that guys were confused or I was uncertain of. I'm eliminating all that stuff right now and just simplifying. And right now we're adapting to it real quick, and the guys are catching on and seems to be working.
Ultimately, we were only really three wins away from top spot last season. And although as a team, we might have been streaky over the course of the season, it was really our home form that killed us. And with there being such small margins from being really first and nowhere in this league, is replicating our road form at the SSE one of your major priorities this year?
Well, you doesn't want to. Your home ice is definitely going to be advantage, but people got to realize, when our teams come to Belfast, they love coming here. They're treated well. The room's nice. You get lots of space, so they're excited to come here. We have a good crowd, and it's something like we got to get ourselves pumped up. But people love coming to Belfast, so they get excited to come here. So they want to play and put a performance, because it is. It's one of those teams players in the league want to come to. They want to prove that they can come to Belfast, and they want to get scouted by us because they want to, they want an opportunity to get a phone call down the road. So it puts us in a tough spot. But I think the most thing we have to learn from last year is just discipline. It kills us at home a lot more. We get a little bit too emotional. We want to put a show on for the crowd, and we take unnecessary penalties. We take unnecessary risks, and it's something that we had to address. We made the change that we believe that would fix it, and we brought in a totally different type of style team than what we had last year. But again, we get into this year, we get into three wins away, and getting close to that title going down last week. I'll take my chances with these guys that we got here, because it's going to be a tight race.
Well, as you say, we haven't made major surgery to the team last year. We brought in some new faces to supplement returning guys like Saviano and Foster and Martinelli, and of course Blair Riley just in this week, and they all add something a little different, with size in the back end and a lot of speed and grit up front. Is this the sort of thing you and Burt's identified as aside from the discipline, being critical to mount a more consistent challenge?
I think to win the league, it's not about having the best players, it's having the most consistent players that are willing to put their put the bodies in the line every night more than the other teams. And that's what's going to hopefully win us the title this year. You can't win with one line. You can't win with two lines. You need three, four lines, 60, and you need to go to shine, steal games exactly at the right moment. And last year we had bits and pieces of it. The problem is we were inconsistent. We didn't have enough scoring. But, that's what we did. We try to balance things out. We try to have three lines. And I think when we looked at our roster, we are as deep as any team in the league. Now it's just a matter of who's going to be able to stay healthy, who's going to be able to compete the most consistent all year, and hopefully it's us.
And one of the other major changes brought in this season is in bringing Jackson Whistle in, and a goaltender who can play 20-25 games, if not more, this season. And is that a great opportunity to give you, well, two fresh goaltenders, and especially two goaltenders that are going to push each other to be at the, you know, at the top of their game? Because you just can't ride a goalie for 60 games in this league anymore.
I think if you get a goalie who's 21 years old, 23 years old, and yeah, you might have an opportunity to run a goalie like that. You know, you get Stewart there in Coventry, like, he's a stud. There's not too many of those guys now that can do it. But, you know, for us having Whistle, he was a little bit of a gamble, you know, dealing with the surgeries. But I think in the long run, I think he's the best side anybody have had because, again, we have two goalies that are British, and it gives us an opportunity to get a little bit more firepower up front, even the playing field when you get to the, you know, Coventry and Sheffield and Nottingham with the budgets they have. It sort of evens out that playing field for us. And, you know, I think he's going to push Murph exactly what it is, but it's also going to be a little bit of relief for Murph so he can, you know what, he knows he's just going to focus on one game. He doesn't have to look, okay, we got Nottingham, Cardiff, Sheffield, three in a row, and, you know, all of a sudden going into game two and he's tired. Now he knows we have the opportunity now where we can go Murph, Whistle, Murph, Whistle. We have all kinds of chances in the Pens on how everyone's performing. So I think that's our probably our biggest signing was getting Whistle, just for that opportunity to give him a chance to rest. If we have injuries, we're not scrambling. We get everything set up. We have Dickel part of the organization also. And Dickel's one of those guys that is just fantastic. And then you just love having him around. So it's a really good mix.
And third week of training camp now, and all but one guy still to come in. And training's been hard, and four tough games under the belt. There's clearly been a cost to us physically, not least with yourself, but hindsight's obviously wonderful. But, you know, have these exhibition games been worthwhile exercise for you despite the price we've had to pay in terms of knocks?
You know what, you cannot play exhibition games. You just can't show up and play because you're looking for trouble. You could start off really, really bad, and you could really get behind the eight ball quick, and that's your season. After 8 or 9 games, you can start 0-8. The exhibition, like I said, we lost the first three, and we got stronger each night, but the price for doing that is we lost some bodies, and we possibly lost another guy last night. But the good news is we are getting healthier. Most of our injuries, yes, they're a couple of weeks, but they're not months on end. They will heal. There's no major surgery. They're just things that will heal all naturally. So it's really good for us for that. But, you know, I'm all for exhibition. I would never want to go into a season, go into a regular season, say, okay, here's game one, here you go. You're going to really, really put yourself up for a disaster if you're not in shape and not ready to go.
And Belfast, obviously, a massive job in this league. I don't need to tell you that. I'm sure everything's played out under a microscope here in Belfast, and there will be a demand to be challenging on all fronts. And I'm sure that is, you know, April's target, they've competed if they not won, they win the lot. But at this stage, is it just about setting some short-term goals, trying to get us off to a good start and, you know, get those relationships built on and off the ice and try and get into position over the next couple of months to set up that challenge for the silverware?
Yeah, it's not always the best team that wins. You put the best players in one world on one team doesn't guarantee you're going to win. It is how the guys get along. It is how the guys like each other. And we've actually, like, Steve has done a tremendous job putting the guys together that I wanted by just telling them what the criteria I wanted, like work ethics with speed. We wanted some toughness, but we also want guys that can play. And he's done a fabulous job. And you walk in the locker room now, we got a great bunch of guys and family. I think we have one single guy. So we got a lot of guys that are in the same boat. So it's good for that. Everyone's comfortable. We have a relaxed room. But like I said, when we show up to work, the guys are working. I'm not there blowing the whistle, hollering, and harping on guys. They're just showing up. They're professionals. They're here to work. They do their job. They go do the thing. And then they come back and they work the next day. And it's fantastic for us for that. And this, if we keep this effort and this tempo the way we are right now, we're going to challenge for silverware. I can't go out there and say guarantee we're going to win silverware. There's no way in the world anyone can do that. But I know right now what I'm seeing from these guys. We're going to be in every single trophy hunt right to the end. And for me, that's a pretty good success, but I want to win also. I don't play here. No one plays hockey just for fun. I play to win, so I expect to win, but I'm not going to throw a guarantee of, yeah, we're winning. No, we are going to compete right to the end. And if we lift one trophy, great. We lift two, great. We lift three, whatever. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a tight league this year, and I like a lot of the teams out there. There's no easy game. So, again, it's going to be this battle of the fittest, and we had a great summer. And right now, we just need to make sure we stay on top of it.
Well, Coach, only another few days to the start of the season. Obviously, everyone here at the podcast, we'd like to wish you all the very best for the season, and we'll speak to you after the games of the weekend.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always free. You know, and send me a text, I'm good. Hopefully, I'm not too long-winded all the time. But thanks for your time, and hopefully, like I said, hopefully we're chatting on Sunday or Saturday night with the win under our belt.